is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. Tom, what brought the support to the cattle market today?
Well, Leslie, when you get down to yesterday's downside was overdone in the cattle complex as it was reacting to the large gains that were taking place in our grain market. So today, when the grain started giving away a lot of that upside from yesterday, our cattle started recovering a lot of their losses yesterday. The live cattle even more than recovering what they lost as we had some limit up closes today. We're also hearing some reports of some 150 and 152 cash in our feed yard. Can't really put numbers on there how many, but it is good to hear a little higher prices out there. Box beef at midday was 5 cents higher on choice, up 17 on selects, moved 99 loads, saw kill today of 111,000 head. On the close, August and October live cattle were both up to $3 limit. August feeders up 377, October feeders up 347, and August lean hogs 47 cents higher.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
It can strike without warning. It stalks closer, invisible to the eye, silent, but for the sickly sounds of its victims. It's BRD. And it's coming for your calves. With inventories low and prices high, times are changing for the cattle industry. Now more than ever, the consequences of BRD could be truly terrifying. But Baytril 100 Enrofloxacin Injectable can help fight this scary disease. The only Enrofloxacin FDA approved for single-dose treatment and for BRD control in high-risk cattle, Baytril 100 can help turn BRD from predator to prey. BRD shouldn't make a horror story out of your herd. Reach for the brand you've trusted, Baytril 100. Contact your veterinarian or visit Baytril100.com for a product label. Veterinary prescription only. Extra label use in food-producing animals is prohibited. A 28-day withdrawal in cattle is required.
And Tom, what turned around things in the grain market?
Leslie, profit taking hit the markets today after seeing large gains yesterday and some additional upside, especially in the corn and the soybeans today in the early part of the trade. Then the selling came in as we was pulling the markets to the downside. We pretty much kept everything negative throughout the day, but by the close of the session, our corn managed to work its way back to close just slightly on the positive side. There was no fresh news in the markets today. Just a reminder, tomorrow our market do close at 12 noon. On the close, September KC wheat down 17 and 3 quarters, December down 16 and a half, September Chicago wheat down 27 and a quarter, September corn up a half a penny, December up a quarter of a penny, August soybeans down 8 and 3 quarters, November down 7 and 3 quarters, East cotton down 37.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's Tom Loeffler, Loeffler Commodities, with your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.